天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师分享了有关诗篇第16篇中的信息。在这逃亡中的大卫面对生命中的困境，却依旧对神充满了信心，并且他坚信自己可以继承神的产业。那这份产业究竟是什么呢？又有哪些价值呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is always a great encouragement for us to know that you are tuned in to this broadcast.
知道你正在收听今天的节目，对我们是很大的鼓励。
And we always love to hear from you and know how this broadcast is blessing your life.
同时我们也非常想了解神是怎样透过这个节目赐福给你的。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你今天刚开始收听我们的节目，
Today we begin the second half of the message from Psalm 16.
我们要讲的是诗篇第16篇的下半部分。
In the last message, we learned of the condition of our inheritance in Jesus Christ.
在上一讲的信息中，我们谈到在耶稣基督里继承产业的条件。
Today we will look at the content and the culmination of our inheritance.
今天我们一起来看这份产业的内容和精髓。
Turn with me to Psalm 16.
请跟我一起翻到诗篇第16篇。
And I want you to look particularly at verses 4, 5, and 6.
请你特别留意第四、五、六节。
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
When David wrote Psalm 16,
当大卫写诗篇第十六篇的时候，
He was a fugitive from King Saul.
他还是扫罗王追击的一名逃犯。
King Saul was chasing David all over the countryside.
扫罗王正在全国各地追捕大卫。
When David was being chased by the king's henchmen,
当大卫被扫罗王亲信追赶的时候，
He was deprived of his earthly inheritance.
他在世上的产业已被剥夺了。
Each family that came out of slavery of Egypt into the promised land,
离开在埃及为奴的地方，进入神应许之地的每个家庭，
was given an inheritance by Joshua.
约书亚都分给了他们一份产业。
And that inheritance has passed from generation to generation.
人们将这份产业世代相传。
And it stayed in that particular tribe for generations.
而且世世代代留在自己的宗族。
David's portion of inheritance was in the fields and in the farms of Bethlehem.
大卫的那份产业是位于伯利恒的一块田地。
But here's something very important I want you to listen to carefully.
在这儿我想请你特别留意。
As long as King Saul was on the throne,
只要扫罗王仍在掌权，
there was no hope that David would enjoy his inheritance.
大卫就再也没有希望来享受他的产业了。
Even his parents became fugitives with him in the land of Moab.
甚至连他的父母都和他一样成了逃犯，逃到摩押人的地方。
But far from feeling sorry for himself,
可是大卫没有丝毫的自怜。
Far from being filled with bitterness and hatred,
也没有任何的苦毒和仇恨。
David said, "Forget about my earthly inheritance."
他说，我已将世上的产业抛到脑后。
I have a far better one.
我有远比他更好的。
I have the Lord.
我有主。
So many Christians think I would rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
许多基督徒都会唱，我宁愿有耶稣，胜得金钱。
I would rather be his than riches untold.
我宁属耶稣，胜得财富无边。
And I wonder how many of us, in truth, really mean that.
当我在想，我们当中究竟有多少人是认真的？
We can sing that, but can we do it?
我们可以这么唱，但我们能行出来吗？
Would we really walk out on silver and gold and riches untold?
面对金钱和无边的财富，我们真的能放得下吗？
In Psalm 16, verse 6, David says,
在诗篇第十六篇第六节，大卫这么说。
The line hath fallen to me in pleasant places.
用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。
When I was looking through this passage, I wanted to say some things to David.
当我以前读到这里的时候，很想对大卫说。
Be realistic, David.
现实些吧，大卫。
You are a fugitive and have no home.
你是一个无家可归的通缉犯。
You have a cave for shelter.
你只能在洞穴里藏身。
You have a rock for a pillar.
你只能枕石而眠。
David, you have a stone for a bed.
大卫，你只能以石为床。
David, you are being hunted like a mad dog.
大卫，你被人当疯狗一样追打。
David, you are a nobody.
大卫，你只不过是一个无名之辈。
Oh, but I know what David would say to me.
但我知道大卫会怎么回答我。
You don't understand.
他会说，你不明白。
The boundary lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。
Surely I have a delightful heritage.
我的产业实在美好。
He would say to me, "You don't understand, my friend."
他会对我说，朋友，你不明白。
You are thinking like those who live by sight and not by faith.
你所想的与那些信奉眼见为实。不靠信心而活的人没有什么不同。
He would say to me, "This is the language of faith."
他会对我说，这是信心的言语。
And I live by faith, not by sight.
我不是靠眼目，而是靠信心而活。
You want your comfort on earth?
你喜欢地上的舒适。
But I am looking forward to my inheritance in heaven.
而我所思念的是天上的产业。
My listening friend, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留意。
You might not like what I'm going to tell you.
你也许不乐意听到我所要说的这番话。
So many Christians are discontented in life because they are blind to their godly inheritance.
有很多的基督徒总是不满足于生活现状，那是因为他们看不见那份从神而来的产业。
They are restless because they are blinded to their eternal heritage.
他们焦躁不安，那是因为他们看不见那份永恒里的产业。
The young generations have unrealistic expectations which make them frustrated and restless in life.
年轻人充满了不现实的幻想，生活在烦躁和焦虑之中。
And it is because they do not focus on their inheritance in Christ.
那是因为他们没有定睛在基督的产业上。
They look at each other and compare themselves with others.
他们喜欢相互攀比。
And they get depressed.
使自己意志消沉。
But David says, "That's not me."
然而大卫说，我不是那样的。
Why, David? Why is that not you?
大卫，为什么呢？为什么你不是呢？
What makes you walk by faith, David?
大卫，是什么使你可以凭信心而行呢？
What makes you walk in faith in tough times in your life?
是什么使你可以靠信心走过人生的低谷呢？
You know, my friend, it is easy to walk in faith when the sun is shining.
亲爱的朋友，在阳光明媚的时候，我们也许还可以凭信心而行。
But David was not there.
但大卫当时的境况不是这样的。
He was fighting for his life.
他在为生存而拼搏。
What makes you walk in faith when things are blowing in your face?
当打击一件一件接踵而来的时候，是什么使你可以凭信心而行呢？
David would say, "Because I remember when I was a young man."
大卫会说，因为我还记得小时候。
a prophet named Samuel came to my father's house, the house of Jesse.
有一个叫撒母耳的先知来到我父亲耶西的家中。
And he had a horn with oil in his hand.
他手拿盛满膏油的羊角。
And he anointed me with oil.
用油来膏抹我。
And he told me that God has a plan for my life.
他告诉我说，神在我的生命中有他的计划。
He told me that I have an inheritance that is incorruptible.
我所得到的产业是不会朽坏的。
He told me that I have an inheritance that cannot be stolen from me.
我所得到的产业是不会被偷窃的。
An inheritance that no one can take away.
没有人能夺去这产业。
An inheritance that no one can deprive me of.
没有人能从我手中抢走。
An inheritance that no one can exclude me from.
没有人能把我排除在产业之外。
An inheritance that can never, never be lost.
这产业永远都不会失去。
And no one is going to change that.
没有人能改变这一点。
My listening friends, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留意。
Some of you may be going through your own private Gethsemane right now.
你们中间的一些人也许正在经历着自己的科西玛尼园。
Like David, you could say, Back then, I came to Jesus Christ.
像大卫一样，你也可以说，我愿意回到耶稣基督面前来。
And I surrendered to him.
我要向他降服。
And I received him as the Savior and the Lord of my life.
我愿意接受他作为我的救主和生命的主。
And he promised me eternal life.
他应许我要赐我永远的生命。
And he promised me inheritance with him.
他应许要赐我属神的产业。
And he told me that he has a plan for my life.
他告诉我说，在我的生命中有他的计划。
And he promised me glory with him.
他应许我将与他一同得荣耀。
And he promised me to reign and rule with him.
他还应许我将与他一同作王掌权。
No matter what I'm going through right now,
无论我现在的遭遇如何，
No matter how dark it might get,
无论我的情形是多么糟糕，
No matter how difficult it may be,
无论我的处境是如何艰苦，
No matter how tough it may appear to be,
无论我的环境是多么困难，
The boundaries have fallen for me in pleasant places.
用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处。
My friends, I know that we live so much by sight and not by faith.
亲爱的朋友，我知道我们总是更相信自己的眼目，而不是凭信心而活。
So much so that the unbelievers might struggle to distinguish between the way a believer lives and unbeliever lives.
因此，那些不信的人就看不出信徒和非信徒的生活方式有何不同。
And we wonder why we are not making an impact on our society and the world.
而我们还觉得奇怪，为什么我们不能对社会和这个世界造成影响？
The condition of our inheritance.
我们看过了我们得到产业的条件。
The content of our inheritance.
然后是产业的内容。
Finally, the culmination of our inheritance.
最后，这份产业的精髓。
Verses 7 to 11.
在七到十一节。
David is saying,
大卫是在说，
In this life, I'm guided by God.
我的生命中有神在带领我。
In this life, I'm gladdened by God, not by how much money I have.
我的生命中，我不因钱财的多少而快乐。那是因为有神而喜悦。
David is saying, In eternity, I will inherit the universe.
大卫是在说，在永恒里，整个宇宙都是我的产业。
In others, a prophecy here in verse 10 of Psalm 16.
这里的诗篇十六篇第十节是一个预言。
It is a prophecy that is quoted in the New Testament by both Peter and Paul.
他在新约中曾被彼得和保罗引用。
It is a prophecy that is fulfilled in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个预言也因着主耶稣基督的复活而被应验了。
Listen to that prophecy now.
现在让我们一起来听这个预言。
You will not abandon me in the grave, nor will you let your Holy One.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
That is reference to Jesus Christ.
这里讲的是耶稣基督。
Because only Jesus Christ can be called the Holy One of God.
因为只有耶稣基督才能被称为圣者。
Listen to the rest of the prophecy.
再继续听这个预言后半部分。
Nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
That is why Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
这也就是为什么耶稣基督能从死里复活。
And he's the only one who ever did.
而且他也是唯一能做到的一位。
The entire New Testament affirms that our own resurrection is sure because of Jesus' resurrection.
整本新约给了我们一个确据，就是因着耶稣的复活，我们每一个人都将要复活。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall never die.
因着耶稣的复活，我就不会灭亡。
And if you ever hear that I have died, don't believe it.
如果你听说我已经死了，请不要相信。
I will be more living than I ever lived before.
我会比从前更有活力。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall live with him forever.
因着耶稣的复活，我将永远跟他一起活着。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall rule and reign in the universe with him.
因着耶稣的复活，我将与他一起来掌管整个宇宙。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall share in the inheritance of Jesus.
因着耶稣的复活，我将在耶稣的产业里有份。
And how much is that inheritance?
这份产业究竟有多少呢？
Is it measured in the millions?
数以百万计吗？
No.
不止。
Is it measured in the billions?
数以十亿计吗？
No.
不止。
Is it measured in the trillions?
数以万亿计吗？
No.
不止。
Now and a million no.
不止。万万亿都还不止。
It is measured in the billions of galaxies that my Father in heaven owns.
我父在天所有的产业是以亿万的星河来计算的。
The whole earth is not even a drop in all the oceans in comparison to my heavenly Father's inheritance.
与天父的产业相比，整个地球只不过是沧海一粟。
Now I want you to look at verse 11 of Psalm 16.
现在我想和你一起来看诗篇十六篇第十一节。
At your presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
在你的面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Let me tell you something from history.
我想跟你讲一个历史上的事实。
In the first century Rome,
那是第一世纪的罗马。
There was an inheritance custom for fathers and sons.
在父与子之间有一个继承产业的传统。
When the son becomes of a legal age,
当儿子到了法定的年龄，
his father would take him to the forum.
父亲会带他来到广场。
And the father stands next to the son on the platform in the forum.
在广场的中央，父亲站在儿子身旁。
And the father would say to the citizens of the city,
做父亲的会对着城里的百姓宣布说，
This is my son.
这是我的儿子。
He has now come of age.
他已到了法定的年龄。
He inherits my name.
他会继承我的姓氏。
He inherits my possessions.
他会继承我的产业。
He inherits my property.
他会继承我的物业。
He inherits my social status.
他会继承我的社会地位。
Then he would take off the boy's youthful toga.
然后他会脱去儿子身上少年人的外袍。
And then he would put on him toga virilis, or the coat of a man.
再为他穿上标志着成年的长袍。
From that moment on, it is known throughout the city.
从那一刻起，全城都知道。
that all of the Father is and has belongs to the Son.
那位父亲所拥有的都归到了他儿子的名下。
Now, my beloved friends, I want to tell you something important.
亲爱的朋友，现在我要告诉你一个非常重要的信息。
When you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ,
当你将自己的生命交托给耶稣基督，
When you walk in righteousness with Him,
当你以公义与主同行的时候，
God the Father says,
父神就会说，
All that is Jesus's is yours.
所有属于耶稣的现在属于你了。
All that Jesus has is yours.
耶稣所拥有的一切现在都归你了。
All that Jesus inherits is your inheritance.
耶稣继承的所有产业现在成了你的产业。
All that Jesus accomplished is your accomplishment.
耶稣所成就的一切现在也就是你的成就了。
All of Jesus's righteousness is your righteousness.
耶稣的公义也算为你的公义。
All of Jesus' authority is your authority.
耶稣的权柄也成为你的权柄。
All that belongs to Jesus belongs to you.
所有属于耶稣的现在都属于你。
But more than that,
但还不止这些。
The day is coming when the Lord Jesus Christ will stand on the platform of the forum of the universe.
那一天到来的时候，主耶稣基督将站在宇宙的大广场中央。
And he will take off my human body and clothe me with a heavenly body.
他将脱去我的肉身，替我换上属天的身体。
And he will declare that you are joint heir with him of all things.
他会宣布你与他一起，继承并享有一切。
This is the inheritance, my friend, that is worth singing about.
亲爱的朋友，这是一份值得你为之欢呼歌唱的产业。
This is the inheritance that is worth waiting for.
这是一份值得你为之等待的产业。
This is the inheritance that is worth the name.
这是一份名副其实的产业。
Do you have it?
你得到它了吗？
Do you have that inheritance today?
你今天得到了这份产业吗？
If you don't have it, you can.
如果你还没有，那么你可以得到它。
You can come to Jesus today.
今天你就可以来到耶稣面前
and receive him as the savior of your soul,
接受他作为你灵魂的救主
and the Lord of your life,
和你生命的主宰
and you can be assured of that inheritance,
你就可以确实地得到这份产业
not because I said so,
不是因为我这么说
but because the word of God said so,
那是因为这是神的应许。
If you want to pray with me this prayer, please join with me now.
如果你愿意，现在就和我一起来祷告。
Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come to you.
天父，因着耶稣的名字，我们来到你的面前。
We are overwhelmed.
我们惶恐。
Unable to even comprehend the incredible inheritance that we have in you.
甚至不能领会在你的里面我们所拥有的那份让人难以置信的产业。
Father, there may be someone listening who has never understood what it is to surrender to you.
天父，在听众朋友中，也许有人还不理解什么是向你降服。
And they may not understand what it is to be co-heirs with Christ.
他们还不知道什么是与基督一同承受产业。
Please help me to understand.
请帮助我来明白。
Please help me to understand what it is to be an inheritor with Christ.
请帮助我理解什么是与基督一起成为你产业的继承者。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There may be someone who's listening to us today.
也许在今天的听众朋友中间。
Who does not understand what it means to be co-heir with Christ.
还有人不明白什么是与基督一同承受产业。
We hope that you would write to us so we can help you along the way.
希望你能来信，这样我们就可以帮助你。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是的，我们的神是统管宇宙万物、拥有一切的神，他的产业远远超乎了我们的想象。同时呢，也感谢神让我们有大卫这样的例子可以去学习对神单纯的信心。他从来没有忘记神呼召他时对他所下的应许。同样的，也希望我们不要忘记神最初呼召我们跟随他时的爱心。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。Oh,